Good day from Wall Street. This is Juan Costello, senior analyst with the Wall Street Reporter, and joining us today is Robert McAllister, CEO of Cheetah Oil and Gas. And the company trades on the bulletin board. The ticker symbol is COHG. Thanks for joining us today, Robert.
Thank you, Juan. Thanks for having me today. I'm looking forward to explaining what's going on in Cheetah and Gas today.
Great. Yeah, always good to have you on. So, yeah, start off by, giving us an update on your corporate restructuring.
Okay, well, we had some legacy assets. I was asked to come on about a year ago, and we've just been cleaning up the company, and we just did a 1-for-10 share rollback, small equity financing, partial debt settlement with myself and another director, converting outstanding consulting fees into shares at 5 cents per share, and we're getting ready to drill our first development well. We've already have interest in two wells in Mississippi right now.
So, yeah, give us an update on your on the Belmont Lake project.
Belmont Lake is along the Mississippi River in southern Mississippi. Current production is about 130 barrels a day. We have an 8% interest in the Belmont Lake field. And this next well will be potentially a horizontal well with production of 300 to potentially 500 barrels a day. We won't know. It's actually a fairly technical well where we will be drilling a directional well first to make sure that we have at least 20 feet of net pay. And if that's the case, then we'll complete it as a 500-foot horizontal development well, which could get us well in excess of 300 barrels a day gross. And again, we have 6.5% to 8% in this well.
Great. And any other operational updates?
We are looking after this well is drilled. We're looking at exploration development well on the southern lobe of the of Belmont Lake, which could double the reserves of the field. So that would be the probably following a month if everything goes well.
Great. And so in terms of the way that the company works within the your sector, how important are joint ventures, strategic alliances, as part of your important part of your business model?
Well, joint ventures are a big part of our business model. We were able to farm out a little bit of our interest in Belmont Lake to reduce our capital, our upfront capital outlay. It's a huge way to mitigate risk on a go-forward basis. And so I always entertain looking at deals where we can have a good interest and do farm outs. And in that vein, we have 40% interest in 130,000 acres that already have 38 targets that are expiration targets that we'll be upgrading over the winter of 2009-2010 to get ready for next year. So, again, we have 40%. We would look at entertaining a farm out on a percentage of those lands as well going forward.
Great. And so talk to us about right now some of the market trends, Robert, and how well-positioned Cheetah Oil and Gas is to capitalize on them.
Well, we're very bullish on the price of oil. I mean, so far we've started the scene here in the last month and a half, where there's actually been a decline in weekly inventories in the U.S., and we believe that this will continue and potentially accelerate simply because it's been so hard to find capital after what happened with the financial crisis over the past year and a half. And the depletion rates are rising around the world. So we believe that we'll be accelerating decline rates. Some numbers out there say there's up to 9 million barrels a day will be lost in production in 2010, which would have a dramatic impact on the price of oil going forward in a very positive way.
Great. And so what are some of the factors or some of the points that differentiate your company from some of the other players in your sector?
Well, I think right now a lot of companies have a significant debt load, and there's been quite a few that have actually loans have been called in, and they've basically gone bankrupt, whereas we've been able to turn this company around, and we're going the other way, increasing cash flow, increasing production. So we're very excited about the future of Cheetah Oil and Gas.
Great, and perhaps you could walk us through your background experience, Robert, for you know, for some of your our listeners that are new to the company, as well as that of some of the key management team.
Okay, I have a 10-year background in commodities, so oil and gas and mining side, where I look at supply and demand fundamentals. And that's what really focused me into Chidi Oil and Gas. I was asked to come on board through some existing shareholders. They liked what I had done in the past, so I'm very bullish on the oil and gas fundamentals, especially light oil around the world. It's very hard to find and very expensive to find it in large quantities. So that's why I'm on with Chidi Oil and Gas, and we have a great technical team in the background. You don't see them. We have another company where we, so to speak, borrow technical advisors, and they've helped steward the company by picking up the oil and gas project at Belmont Lake in Mississippi.
Great. And so what are some of the milestones and some of the you know, the goals that you guys hoped as a management team to accomplish over the course of the next year?
Well, we believe Belmont Lake will be the foundation for the company on the oil and gas side going forward, where we can increase cash flow, you know, from where we are right now upwards of this well coming up that is due to spud next week should be anywhere from a 100 to 300% gain in cash flow, which would result in our company selling for less than one times cash flow for 2010, not to mention any other work that we're working on and projects.
Great. And so just kind of backtrack a little bit. How is, you know, the working relationship with, you know, the people of Mississippi?
We've had no problems. I've been down there once already. There's another company that's been working with the operator for over 3-4 years now, and they've been down there multiple times, and it's been a great working relationship. And that was one of the reasons that we were happy to come into this project in Mississippi, not only for the geology, but also for the great working partnership and relationship with the operator.
Great. And in terms of investors, Robert, do you think that right now investors understand the general direction of the company and message?
I don't think so. I mean, it's a micro-cap company. It's been turned around. I've spent a little over a year now on restructuring the company and turning it around. So it really is a new story, and I think it's a very good story on a go-forward basis from here on out.
Great. And so once again, joining us today is Robert McAllister, CEO of Chidi Oil and Gas, which trades on the bulletin board. Ticker symbol is COHG. Currently trading at right now, once again, on the bulletin board. And so before we conclude, Robert, just to kind of rehash everything, you know, what are some of the key reasons why investors should, you know, consider the company as a good, you know, long-term investment opportunity? And maybe, you know, talk a little bit more about the, you know, the restructuring.
Sure. The reasons are we're cash flow positive. We have an interest in a proven oil field where we believe we can increase production substantially, and we'll start drilling next week. On a cash flow multiple, if you're on the oil and gas side, anytime you can buy a company for one times or less one times cash flow, historically that's been a very good way to make money over the long haul. As prices go up and production increases, then our cash flow multiple will only increase over time as well, providing a great return for shareholders.
Well, great, and we certainly do look forward to continuing to track the Chidi Oil and Gas story, as well as report on the company's growth and on future progress. And I'd like to thank you for taking the time to update our investors today.
Well, thank you very much for getting in touch with me for this opportunity, Juan.
Hey, anytime. Great to always have you on.
Likewise.